it will be given to you. Seek and you will find. Knock and the door will be open to you. Just ask. Just ask. Ask and it will be given to you. Will be open to you. Just ask, just ask. For everyone who asks receives, and everyone who seeks will find. Everyone who knocks, the door will be open to you.
The sixth mastermind principle is, I ask. We have been working on 8 mastermind principles, and we are on the sixth principle. The sixth mastermind principle is, I ask. In Matthew 21, we learned that early one morning when Jesus was on his way back to the city of Bethany, he saw a fig tree by the road, and because he was hungry, he went up to it. But he found that it was nothing but leaves. And then Jesus said to it, "May you never bear fruit again." And when his disciples saw this, they were amazed, and they asked him, how the fig tree died so quickly. And Jesus said, I tell you the truth. If you have faith and do not doubt, not only can you do what was done to the fig tree, but here's the thing, beloved. You can say to this mountain, go throw yourself into the sea, and it will be done. He said, if you believe, you will receive whatever you ask for in prayer. Let me say this again. If you believe, you will receive whatever you ask for in prayer. In Luke 11, Jesus says, suppose one of you has a friend, and he goes to him at midnight and says, friend, lend me 3 loaves of bread because a friend of mine on a journey has come to me and I have nothing to set before him. Then the one inside answers, do not bother me. The door is already locked and my children are with me in bed and I can't get up to give you anything. I tell you, though, he will not get up and give him the bread because he is his friend. Yet because of the man's boldness, he will get up and give him as much as he needs. So I say to you, this is what Jesus says. I say to you, ask, and it will be given to you. Seek and you will find. Knock and the door will be open to you. For everyone who asks receives, and he who seeks finds, and to him who knocks, the door will be open. Jesus said, and when you pray, beloved, this is what you do. You go into your room and close the door and pray to your Father who is unseen. And then your Father who sees what is done in secret will reward you. When you ask, beloved, don't keep babbling like pagans, for they think that they will be heard because of their many words. Do not be like them, for your Father knows what you have need of before you even ask. That's in Matthew chapter 6, verses 6 through 8. The scripture says, your Father knows what you have need of before you even ask. Did you ever think of that? The stuff that you want, the situations that you want improved, the circumstances that you want changed are just waiting for you to ask. The blessings that you desire are just sitting there waiting for you to ask. When we say, I am, we mean God and I are one. I am is one of the most powerful affirmations that there is. I am, simply saying I am is asking. God and I are one. That's what I am is. God and I are united in consciousness. God is not way away from me in the sky with limited access, but God is where I find myself when I go within. God is an infinite flow from the universe to my private number, because wherever I am, there God is expressing as me. I love the song that says, I got Jesus on the main line. All I have to do is tell him what I want. I ask, even though the doctors say that it's impossible. I ask because I could never accomplish, I alone could never do what Spirit can do for me. I ask knowing that Spirit will bless me beyond my wildest dreams. I ask for the unborn to manifest in this existence. I ask to give birth to those possibilities that I have not yet embraced. I ask for the unseen to reveal itself to me. I ask and my request. My request becomes the catalyst of my change. I ask and I receive. I ask, knowing that divine mind creates the extraordinary out of the ordinary. I ask, realizing that we can walk into our season and be blessed by the goodness of God. I ask, keeping in mind what Jesus said in Mark 11:24, he said, whatever you ask for in prayer, believe that you have received it, beloved, and it will be yours. And here's the thing, this is the thing that I want us to understand. I ask without second guessing God. We can't second guess God. We can't sit around. You know, we ask and then we sit around complaining. We sit around worrying and fretting and doubting after we ask. That is second guessing the infinite almighty power of Spirit. The only thing that we should be doing is knowing that our blessings are unfolding, knowing whatever we ask, we have received, knowing that the universe is unlimited and that our absolute good is the very substance in which we live and move and have our being. We open up our circle this morning, filled with this clarity, filled with this understanding that our good surrounds us, that we live and move and have our being in it. We open up our circle this morning with clear intent and heartfelt desire. We step up to the plate this morning and we ask with gumption. We ask with confidence. We ask with courage. We ask with boldness. We ask with brazenness. We ask with audacity. When it comes to God, we don't have to worry. We don't have to worry about what the neighbors think. We don't have to worry about what people might say. We can step outside of our comfort zones and ask how awesome it is to realize that we have the presence and the power of the Spirit in our divine consciousness, not to try to take from someone else, not to try to ask for someone or something in particular to do something for us, but to ask, realizing that there are infinite and inexhaustible ways for Spirit to manifest our good. We open up our circle filled with the realization that we can ask with the full confidence that our good is here.
He says, ask and you receive, seek and you will find. Says, ask and you'll receive. Seek and you will find. Knock and he will open up the door. 'Cause in his presence there is hope. And in his presence there is peace. And by his Spirit.
Another Saturday morning, thanking God for each one of you. And Lord, this morning, I'm so grateful for that lesson I asked. Grateful. I thought I had asked for something, but I'm asking you again that there's something of mine that needs to be turned loose. And right now, Lord, I'm thanking you for it. And I asked you, Lord Jesus, with all of my heart, all of my soul, to wherever these papers are that should be completed, I asked you this morning, Lord, because I know I'm one with you, and I know I am your child.
In me, it's already done. It's already finished. I'm already qualified.
In all the earth,
whatever I bind,
whatever I bind.
in the first letter of John, 1 John 5:14 through 15, John writes, "This is the confidence we have in approaching God, that if we ask anything in according to His will, He hears us. And if we know that He hears us, whatever we ask, we know that we have exactly what we have asked of Him." In 1 John 3, he writes, "Dear friends, if our hearts do not condemn us, we have confidence before God and receive from Him anything we ask, because we obey His commands and do what pleases Him. And this is His command, to believe in the name of His Son, Jesus Christ, and to love one another as He commanded us. Those who obey His commands live in Him and He in them. And this is how we know that He lives in us. We know it by the Spirit He gave us." In John 16, 23, Jesus said, "I tell you the truth, My Father will give you whatever you ask in My name." In the name of Jesus, I change my life here and now. In the name of Jesus, my vision is restored. In the name of Jesus, I live and move and have my being in the absolute goodness of God.
Your hidden glory in creation, now revealed in You, our Christ. What a beautiful name it is. What a beautiful name it is. The name of Jesus Christ, my King. What a beautiful name it is. Nothing comes to this. What a beautiful name it is, the name of Jesus. You didn't want heaven without us, so Jesus, You
my situations and my circumstances into what I want to realize right here and right now. In the name of Jesus, any situation, any circumstance, any relationship that is out of sorts is whole, is well, is healed right now. In the name of Jesus, I forgive, I release, and I let go. In the name of Jesus, every cell, every molecule, every organ, every vessel, every muscle in my body is whole and well and strong. In the name of Jesus, that perfect divine opportunity, that job that you have been waiting for, that door that you need open is opening right now and giving you the success, giving you the presence, giving you the confidence, giving you the ability that you need. In the name of Jesus, all books, all projects, all speeches that need to be written are done here and now. now in the name of Jesus. Our businesses are built in the name of Jesus. Our successes are strong in the name of Jesus. Our dreams manifest in the name of Jesus. Our baggage, all of that stuff that we have been carrying around that doesn't need to be carried, falls by the wayside in the name of Jesus. Our mountains move out of the way in the name of Jesus. We walk new waters of everlasting faith in the name of Jesus. Our burdens disappear in the name of Jesus. Our hope brings the change that we need. Our hope brings the love that we need. Our hope manifests our deepest desires and our greatest wishes here and now in the name of Jesus. I ask in the name of Jesus. I ask in the name of Jesus.
And shall be given. You just seek, seek, and you will find. You just knock, and the door will be open.
Thank you, God. Amen. Thank you for the word. Lord, some word this morning. Lord, have mercy. What a way to start the weekend.
Oh, Jesus, on the main line. Where you just call him up and tell him. Oh!